This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timph with Devin. It is the podcast that we do
every week.
Welcome to the podcast that we do.
So I think we have to talk about the big incident on TV that probably had one of the biggest reactions on social media that we've had on Gutfeld in a long time.
Yeah, that's
time.
True.
Timph brutalizing Brett Baer on national TV.
Oh my gosh.
Was a big deal.
The best thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He took it like such a
He didn't have
champ.
A choice.
Yeah, because the audience was behind me.
It's 1,000%.
Yeah. And the thing is, Greg asked me after. He was like, was that planned? I said, no, because it wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember how it was all last week where right. we knew there was a raid and that was pretty much it. And yet, like 24/7 people talking about
speculation.
It without anybody knowing. And everything I watched, I just noticed it was the same one of two things that people were saying. He did not do it, like, you know, this was overkill and now he's going to be so popular, he's going to win. And the other side's like, because they did this, it must be serious and he's going to go to And so I was like thinking of doing that. And then I just looked at, I saw Brett and I was like, and I just spit it out. I was like, that's
headlights.
My impression of Special Report.
It was amazing.
No, you know, because I would literally look to Kat and go, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
Like, what, there's just how many jokes. I made my own list. I mean, you know, the biggest thing is I'm pretty sure he stole all of Abraham Lincoln's hats. I'm positive that happened in the lawnmower.
Who among us?
Yeah. But, you know, we were just like, ugh. But, and then I was.
You said, I didn't say it.
No, because I already had been on. So I had been like, me and Brett were friends, you know, but like, it was like, but when he got hit, I mean, Buck Sexton's was probably at that point the most vicious verbal beatdown in the history of Gutfeld. My beatdowns are typically at Gutfeld, so they don't really count.
Yeah, I do that as well.
He's a sadist and he enjoys it, but and if I say something cross to a guest, like they fall apart and you know, because they think I'm going to beat him up after the
Larry Kudlow is terrified of you.
Yeah, he is.
You've never gone after him. He will finish. Like, do you remember that one show where he finished
just
everything
random?
He said? He'd go, and I'm scared of Tyrus.
Yeah. The fiscal responsibility of this country when it comes to the fiduciary rates of infrastructure and inflation. When it comes all together in a pyramid scheme, you have to understand these are the facts that I live by in my work. I'm scared of Tyrus.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm not doing anything, bro.
Yeah,
like, let me do something
here.
But then Brett Baer, who he kind of got a little cocky because I was like, I was on.
Right.
And, you know, when's Catherine C. Timph going to be on?
Yeah.
And he kind of did a thing like, well, he stole her highlight. Like, you don't not put her on the expert panel and then use her expertise.
Right.
He basically stole her thought and repeated it.
Yeah.
And at that
and
point,
I called him out on it.
On that point, gloves were off.
And I said, hey, you using my jokes to get you?
Yeah. Who do you think you are? Apparently, you don't know where you're at. Tyrus, tell them where you're at.
Yeah. to be clear, I'm not pitching Kat Timph for Special Report, but Catherine C. Timph.
Yes.
And
investigative reporter.
People, he needs to know there's a difference.
Yes. And people were like, oh, like, did you blow it? I'm like, well, what's going to happen? I'm going to be on Special Report less?
It's like she said, I got nothing to lose.
I got nothing to lose.
And when you use those terms, but not only did she make fun of him, she used hand puppets. And whenever you use hand puppets, that's your ass. There's no coming back from hand puppets unless he has a more extravagant hand puppets. And I'm saddened to say that the voice of reason was not prepared for the onslaught that was Timph. But it wasn't malicious. It was done at a high decorum.
All in good fun.
No, it was legit.
Oh.
No, he fucked up. No. Hey, no. She caught him with a jab to let him know that, hey,
right,
you know, don't let the smile fool you.
Exactly.
But the aftermath, we had experts weighing in on the tension of the show. Not since the "Don't Interrupt Me" spot in 2019 of Timf and Tyrus on the Gutfeld show has there been this much speculation about the tension between Brett Baer.
Yeah, have you guys squashed? Staff. Have you squashed your beef at
all? That's the funniest thing is that there's no actual beef, and I love. It was funny because when I tweeted, I was like, "Did I ruin my chance of being a special report?" He quote tweeted and he was like, "Nah,"
which means, I mean, LOL.
It has not. What am I gonna do? Be on it less than less 0 times?
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, I just think it's funny too with a show like Butterfield, where it's like, okay, we talk about news, but also we end up, we talk about things other than news. We end up sharing things about our lives. Right. There ends up being a lot of back and forth. And I think a lot of people, like, nobody's watching our show to be like, okay, what happened today?
Yeah, I got to get my headlines.
People are, because then they start to feel like, okay, I know Kat, I know Tyrus, I know, you know, Jamie. And they start to also kind of feel like, okay, is there beef going on? Or do you remember so-and-so
like,
said this, is this or this, or I know this. And it's like, it's funny because like you don't.
let's just be real. Any show that has three stars and three different personalities in today's world, and especially entertainment, which is cutthroat, Everybody wants, I don't care who it was. It was literally like on Carson, it was Leno and Daverman, David Letterman, who were after each other. And was it Joan Collins? Was she going to be on? Or just somebody subbing was drama.
Right.
And then when Jay had the show, it was him not giving Chappelle time. You know what I'm saying? There was always some kind of riff behind the scenes that would end up in the Inquirer. The Inquirer now is a factual newspaper.
Yeah.
But back in the day, there was always some kind of thing that people would talk about. And we really don't have them.
We have rumblings.
We don't really have rumblings. It's like we do the show and we all go live our life. And, you know, occasionally get a weird text from Butterfield. Me asking a movie and Kat probably something about a wine list.
Yeah.
But there just isn't a lot of it. So this was the first time that, like, they had experts weighing in. Like, Andrew, the guy who does clippings for us all the time, which is phenomenal.
Andrew Wimsatt, dude. Shout out Andrew Wimsatt.
He makes clips every day. Here's your clips.
Yeah.
Just really great. He was the source that people were going to discuss the tension, and he broke it down segment by segment. And I just remember as I looked through this going, what?
You're looking for something that's not there.
Yeah, but they were looking, you know, and then there was a couple shots thrown my way. Like, oh, way to butter up to Baer. He took glasses off of my segment.
Right.
Okay?
You know what I'm saying? You guys even said that.
I like his golf pants game, you know.
Yeah.
So we get along and it's fun. But in terms of the joke, it is a far better joke if I'm acting all excited because I was on once.
Right, exactly.
And Kat hasn't been on yet. And then Kat destroys him. It's a show. It's a comedy. I think if Kat Real had real beef, she would not even acknowledge that he was breathing.
We wouldn't be talking about that.
Right. And also, the behind the scenes true story is actually way more boring, which is like when you were on Special Report, I made sure I watched it. And like, I thought you did a great job.
Right.
And I talked to you about it.
And then I was
like, that's not exactly a good expose.
Yeah. She bumped shoulders into me. She's like, move. Knocks, and I was like, what? You ain't shit. Next time you're on Brett Baer, the kneecap goes. Like, that's not, she
you
didn't
stole
Tanya.
My spot on All Star Panel.
Sources say Kat Timf thinks Tyrus did a great job on Special Report.
It doesn't sell magazines.
And
your book, too. There was spelling errors on page 72. Garbage. Like, there are shows like that. I have been a part of TV series like that. I've been a part of, unfortunately, sometimes backstage in the WWE, there's like feuds and rifts and things like that. But I haven't really, not with the core,
the core group.
We've had people who had daggers out for me here or don't.
And even here on Tyrus and Timf, we all get along. I mean,
we get along.
Vacation too much.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I try to keep myself as like, you know.
And anytime we have a young upstart, we get rid of them pretty quick. I think Katianic is the only one that's really kind of stuck around.
That's
but I'm
true.
Sure,
yeah, well,
you know, but she's just, you know, she's room temperature.
Yeah,
so she
doesn't, right.
She doesn't really start much.
She keeps it even keel.
Not really. That's why I had such a hard time believing her roommates had an issue with her, because we do enough stuff for someone to be like, fuck these guys.
That's why I knew it was cocaine early on.
Yeah, yeah. Because
that's what I was like, yeah, those cocaine, those
and,
people.
And to be clear, Katiana was not doing the cocaine.
No.
You can tell, though.
Yeah.
You can tell when somebody's really into cocaine because they're just like...
Everything's a problem.
It's like everything's a problem. They're just pumping themselves up full of rage.
And they always talk a lot.
Yeah.
Like excessively.
And they believe that all of their ideas are the best ideas.
Ever.
And you don't understand.
See, I've always surrounded myself with weed smokers. And when someone has an idea... in a group setting of highness, everyone's
it's
super
collaborative.
Supportive.
It's a collaborative idea.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what if we made hot dogs that were warm dogs? You know
what I mean? Yeah. They'd so that like, you don't burn your mouth, right?
Better for climate control.
Oh, climate change. There you go. Oh,
it's
perfect.
Warm,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? And we changed.
I went a different way with
see,
that.
But you know what? Let's go where you're going.
Right.
Let's
okay.
go there. That's,
follow my,
that's the cannabis conversation.
Process. Okay. So there's a difference. Yeah.
The cocaine conversation, someone ends up with a bloody nose.
Yeah, you're not giggling.
No.
There's not like you don't like go to a good room full of people doing cocaine and they're like hee.
Random aggressive making
they're,
out.
They're, like, they're yelling at each other or they're fucking each other.
Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just, you know, with monkeypox and whatnot, it's just better just to pass the cannabis around. So hold on to your steering wheels, folks. We'll be right back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Speaking of which, so check this out. Let me throw this at you guys.
All right, let's hear it.
I recently went to a meeting because I have had a longer than average athletic career.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have.
Football, wrestling, and especially this last 2 months, my goal was to get back into my original football playing weight.
Yes, and I'm
about 3 pounds away, so I'm pretty excited. I'm looking svelte, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
But what I noticed is how much uncomfortable I was before in terms of like pain and stuff, and always feeling like shit, my knees hurt, this hurt. And I never really turned to opioids or painkillers because I always had this weird thing about me that I needed to know how bad it was so I could gauge how hard I would go.
Right.
And like the one time I took a shot of cortisone in a football game, I couldn't feel my ankle. And I made it worse. I ended up tearing a meniscus in my knee because I wasn't able to.
You couldn't feel it.
So,
right.
And it cost me an opportunity to be drafted. So so I've always been bitter about that. So I've never been a big fan of painkillers. So with starting to feel the effects a little bit of training hard, like the arthritis and like the elbow stuff, you got to pay your bill. Like there's just, and it's, you can't avoid it. No matter how much I think I can beat it, I got to pay my bill at some point.
At some point.
So I was trying to look at alternatives for like, cause everyone's like, well, smoke or do gummies and stuff, but there really isn't like specific. It's like we have medicinal, right? Which I think everyone in this room supports.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
right. But we don't have it like broken down to the point where like, so I went to a meeting and I said, what do you guys have for a construction worker? Like a construction worker, what would
has
be
different pains
the prescription
and,
of cannabis for them opposed to a doctor or someone who works in heavy machinery or a wrestler who an happens athlete. To be on TV and needs to be alert.
Yeah.
So they were like, thought I dropped the most like Thomas Jefferson idea ever. So like, what you're saying is, and I'm like, and no one was smoking yet. But like they asked me to come in to like endorse something. And now they're like, wait a minute. Hold on. This team of learned doctors were like, so you're saying is you want to categorize like for specific jobs. And then that goes in the database. So someone who comes in, I said, yeah, because it's not recreational. Recreational, you get your card, you tell them you have Agent Orange, and you get your card, and you go just load up whatever your allotment is for you and your friends to do. That's not what medicinal
right.
is or should be. But there's never like, it's like a package. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, if you work in with your hands and you need to be this, that, so at night you do the oil or you do the gummy or whatever the case may be. But this is what we recommend for this.
It's like a prescription.
And this is what we recommend for shipwreck authors.
Yeah.
So they maintain, you know, but like
their
to break it down.
Yeah.
They acted like I invented the wheel. Like, I mean, phone was like, so what we're going to do is that we're going to make subscription prescriptions for like certain.
Wow.
For certain job types. And I was like, great. How much should I get? And
for
he's
this
like,
brilliant
and, the,
idea.
And this learned doctor said, weed? I was like, no, you're not going to pay.
You're going to pay.
Cannabis.
You're not going to pay me in cannabis because that completely defeats the whole purpose of. For my, and I would love to see how many people would check my box, you know, like
yeah,
wrestling, TV right. personality, actor, father, writer.
Has to be over 6'5".
Check.
New York Times bestseller.
New York Times bestseller. Yes.
Notorious baby
Bodyguard,
daddy.
Bodyguard, baby daddy.
Oh, yes. Three gummies and two vapes. And something that puts me out at night so I don't procreate any more kids.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But I was like, I couldn't wait to come because I was curious what Kat would think because as a libertarian, but you're for everything.
Yeah, of course.
But to be, don't you think that would change the stigmatism a little bit if it was more like you take
medicine.
Two aspirins for a headache?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because like people see people vaping and they just think it's recreational.
Yeah, because even when medical marijuana came out in like LA, it was such a joke.
Yeah.
Like, I that's when I live there. And, like, you just get a card by going in there being like, I don't feel good. And
I told the guy at Agent Orange, didn't serve a day in Nam.
And I didn't have one. And I'm, like, 21 years old. And, like, my friend did, though. So, like, we were all going to this wine festival, and he loaded up, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
I got this, like, weed ice cream. And I, like, it's ice cream. So you just, like, eat the pint of ice cream.
Wow.
I did not realize it was eight doses.
Yeah.
And I was, like,
I
was at this wine festival. And I just remember, like, I was on a journey in my mind that was, like, I was like, I am away. Like, I needed to, like, go away. Like, this is when I was, like, dating Cheese's dad, Blake, still. He was there. I was like, I needed, like, you know, like, I don't remember. And then I guess they just found, they were like, where did Kat go? And I would, by the end of it, I apparently was just passed out under a tree in the middle of a festival in Santa Barbara because I didn't know how much, like, I would never have done that on purpose. And it was not in any sense a medically necessary
It was just
situation.
Delicious ice cream.
Yeah. Ice cream.
Yeah, I had the same. Okay, so around that time, I was bodyguarding for Snoop. And when he got pulled over, he would always be like, here, cuz. And I'd be like,
yeah,
motherfucker. How much? It's a pound of weed, dog. Like, I got to hold this. So I went to preemptively get the card to protect myself. So that way, if we got, you know, whatever, pulled over or whatever, I could just pull the damn card out and be like, you know, whatever. And the doctor was like,
the learned
what's
doctor.
Your ailment? Yeah. And I was just like,
Agent Orange.
I did it. I was attention seeking. I'll be out there. I was trying to be funny, you know, lighten the mood a little bit. And he just went, I went, from Nam? He's like, yeah, I know where it's from.
Yeah. I'm aware.
Nam was over. I wasn't born yet. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. And I was like,
it don't matter.
Well, right then, I guess I'll just take my card. And he's like, yep, go in the other room. And they print it off like poop. Like, it's like fast.
They'll laminate this for you.
You know, it's just like your driver's license in LA, except you don't have to wait 17,000 weeks to get it in the mail.
Yeah.
So I've got it. And then, you know, you go over and I went over and I got a chocolate bar. And at this time, the Celtics were playing. This one, the Celtics were really good. And it was Rondo, Garnett, and Pierce and everyone. They were playing the Bulls in the playoffs. And I got home and I had my chocolate bar. And I just took a bite and it was a delicious chocolate bar. And so I ate the whole thing, just like Kat did, just destroyed it. But then I started noticing while I was watching the game that the balls kept coming out of the TV and almost hitting me.
Yeah.
So I kept leaning back like, God damn, like, hey. Like, and then my skin became heavy. I just remember, like, I've got to get out of this skin.
Yeah.
Like, I have to get away from myself. And I turned into a human slug and just kind of, like, slid over the back of my couch. And then I realized the only place in the world to be safe was under my bed, which I didn't fit. So it wasn't hard to find me because the bed was up off the ground as I slid underneath. And my wife/ex-wife at the time was like, there was just a trail of clothes and shoes and food and wrappers as I got, because the only place I could be safe was in the complete darkness.
See, I remembered like my journey. I needed to find a tree because I didn't feel heavy. I felt like I needed to hold onto a tree or else I was going to float away.
Yeah.
I was like, tree. And then I apparently fell asleep. But like,
when you find the place, I found the tree and I was like, okay,
now I'm safe.
Yeah. I needed to be a little hamster in a
ball.
And
I'm like this little 21-year-old girl. I still like have pictures from this day.
Yeah.
I'm wearing like my little pink aviators. I have, this is like 2006. I have my little denim skirt, like denim, like jean skirt on and like a little blouse. And I'm like ready to go with a little headband and I'm like ready to go drink wine at the festival. And I just like pass the fuck out under this tree. Like,
she's
like,
a kidnapper's
dream. Already passed out. I did half the work for you already.
Like, all you needed was the wheelbarrow and the zip ties. Like,
yeah.
The only thing. I just remember just hearing, I'm not getting you out of there.
Yeah.
I don't know how you got in there.
You're going to have to figure that out.
And I just remember, as long as there's a sun out, don't touch me. And I just slept. I think I slept for like a day.
But logically, I guess you take the ice cream home, because I was just thinking like, what? Why this? It's
going to melt.
It's an ice cream. So I'm going to have one ice cream.
Yeah, that's why I'm not a fan of edibles.
After I already ate it, I realized that it was supposed to be eight.
Yes.
Doses.
Servings.
Eight doses.
Yeah. And that's like same thing when you're fat, that was my first time having edibles.
I'd never had edibles.
And you get half a pint of ice cream because you're just going to have a little bit.
Yeah.
No, you're still going to eat the whole half a pint, which is just as bad. So you might as well get the whole thing. No one portions out normal stuff. They just eat it. You know, like if you ate the actual portion of what's a bowl of cereal, it's not what you think of. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to weed, this is why I thought it would be so important to be like, oh, what's my prescription? Okay, one scoop of ice cream.
Now that's perfect.
You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, monetarily though, I think I kind of gave it away.
Yeah.
I forgot to say trademarked after I spoke.
Oh yeah, you got to do that. You got to go trademarked.
Yeah, I didn't yell it. Yeah, it's like Jinx. They got to buy me a Coke.
Yeah, you got to say trademarked.
Well, I have two things now because you just brought up two really good topics that I wanted to talk to you guys about. One, Snoop Dogg. I think he may have taken your idea. Snoop Loops. Did you see the new cereal by Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he took it, but that's all right.
All right.
He also got a nice new shiny belt, and I'm thinking I'm whooping his ass.
I'm just saying.
I love him, though. But
I saw that, and I was really upset because I was like, the Tyrus the Yachtsman Cap'n Crunch is the best. And two, Kat, this was on America's Newsroom talking about trademarking something, and I want to know, what would you guys trademark? We're going to trademark these, so you can't steal them, listeners. What would you guys trademark?
Fallopian
tube beer helmet.
That's already in the copyright.
The ball socks for old men.
Yes. Those are perfect.
Yes.
We got to think of the ball socks for men of a certain age.
Yes, just to cover them up. You can still be naked in the gym, but there'll be a nice, maybe a nice print of cats or something instead of old man balls dragging.
Right, don't put me on your ball socks. I'd be pissed off.
No, that deserves better than that.
What about Carl? Would Carl want to be on those?
He doesn't care.
I think Carl would be dangerous around those because as a dog, you couldn't ask him to resist.
That's true.
Just the low
Carl used to have the most massive balls before we got him neutered. They were huge. And I felt so bad because I took him on a walk to the vet to get neutered. I walked him there, his balls are swinging in the wind, he's so happy. I felt horrible.
Yeah, you know, the good thing about dogs is they got that short-term memory.
Yeah.
If that's a cat, they're not forgetting it.
Yeah, they'll remember that for
they're
life.
Not forgetting it. Like, every time you walk, they're gonna be like, yeah, yours is coming.
Yeah, we know what
I got you, bruh.
Yeah,
don't
he
worry.
Almost died eating catch
in
litter, because it was clumping litter, and then it like clumps up in your system. He almost died. He had to go to the vet. You had to go from the vet to the hospital in a puppy ambulance, and it was like this whole thing. It was very, by the way, expensive.
What does a puppy ambulance look like?
I don't know. We weren't in it. But,
yeah,
you know,
I'm assuming it's smaller.
Is it small?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like
he was a little doggy stretcher.
Yeah. Oh
and
my
then
God.
He gets back, tries to go back in the litter box and eat more.
Idiot.
He ate my
charcuterie board.
I would like to trademark that. And Nary. I'd like to trademark those two words.
Nary a time.
So whenever it's said that Tyrus and Tim get 25 cents.
I also think you should trademark accoutrement.
Yeah.
You like that word.
I have a hard time saying that word.
No, you do a good job. accoutrement.
And that one more that Faulkner threw at me trying
clandestine.
To
clandestine. We got a lot of hate last week that we didn't know that. They said for three very smart people, we should have known that.
Oh, well, excuse me for not knowing everything. You know every word in the world. I don't.
Yeah, do my job.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Come do my
job.
I'm sure I'm sure that your knowledge of what clandestine means, you will soar above and beyond anything I've accomplished.
How many people have actually used it in the day of their life? Like, oh, that was very clandestine of you, how you cheated on me. Like, what are you talking? No one uses that word.
Right. It's unless not an like, everyday from,
like,
word.
English people use words like that.
Right.
Just to be clever and pompous or whatever. In it. Although I do like when they do say things condescendingly, because I've been watching in Ricky Gervais's series, Afterlife. And,
so good.
And I just like how everything's like, he's only little. Like, not only are you small, it's... Only. He's only little. That's all he is. There's nothing more to him, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Tyrus is going to come in next week with a British accent.
My daughter's been, Georgie's been doing the British accent thing to me when she talks to me like I'm dumb.
Oh.
She's been homeschooling. So her and her mom are doing the homeschool thing and they're working on French. So the two of them are speaking French to each other, talking about my big ass. But see, the cool part is big ass in French is pretty easy to hear. So
it's the same. It's the same pretty much. Words. Yeah.
You know, it's like as soon as I hear grande, I'm like, okay, I know it's me. Like, okay,
keep a little more subtle.
A little secret language, okay?
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But, you know, it is what it is. But, Kat, what... Can you trademark the glasses?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I should trademark glasses. Because ever since I started doing this, there's a lot of people that have tried to pull off this look.
And they can't.
They can't. There's only one original.
Butterfield's been rocking the glasses lately.
Yeah, Craig?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. He got new glasses that look a lot like my glasses. I will say that about Craig.
Shockingly. Now, yeah. I did get sponsored by Fatheads.
You did.
But, boom. But I don't wear mine on the air. I wear them for reading. And I... Just because on the five, I had the fastest, so I had to read the questions and I had to pull them out because
you did.
I was like, I can't live this lie anymore. But I got some drama behind the glasses.
Okay. Ooh.
So, Kat, you now wear prescription glasses, so you know what it's like buying glasses. So I live in where I live is like you kind of know everybody,
right?
And it's like a friend of Ingrid's or whatever has an eyeglass shop, so. Of course, you go there, right? The hookup, the homie hookup. So you saw the glasses that I wear, and they are, let's be honest, they're scotch on the small side. They, you know, let's just, for the purposes of this argument, did I lose them, motherfucker? And I lose them all the time, and I lost them again. So, all right, I digress. I don't have them here for scale, but no one sees us anyways. I lost them. At least I thought I lost them. I misplaced them. I'm a misplacer.
Okay.
Like, and usually if I look up high, I'll find it because I put things up high.
Right.
Because no one else is going to get them. Unless there's another tall guy, but usually, typically, we live alone. You know, we're like Bigfoots. So we don't do the group thing. And so I called and I said, I think I lost my glasses. I need to order another pair. No problem. I'll get you those same exact frames. I was like, awesome. Cool. Went to go pick up the glasses. Actually, no, I was busy on the road and stuff. I travel, so I started getting like texts and calls from the shop, like, your glasses are ready. Congratulations, your glasses. Come in for a fitting. Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, hey, we even got you an extra frame. So, you know, but they don't have prescriptions in them. You just keep the frame. If you lose them, you bring them in and then we'll fix them, which I thought was kind of dumb. Why don't you just put the prescription, whatever?
Right. Why don't I just have two pairs of
them? So I eventually they said, well, listen, we're going to mail them to you. And I was like, no, I'm in town. I'll just come get them. So I walk in there. So, of course, the lady at the front was Karen-esque when I walked in. Apparently, you know, she was just like, oh, sir, the back, you know, like she thought I was like a worker or a thug or something came in the store. And I was like, yeah, I need to pick up my glasses or whatever. And she was like, no, we're mailing them. I said, what? I'm here.
I'm right here.
And I could see the box with my glasses on it right there. And I was like, yeah, those are mine. And she's like, yeah, no, but we're mailing them to you because we told you on the phone we're mailing them to you. She had to be overrided by a manager. Like, me physically being there was not good enough. So I'm already starting, like, I don't want to be that guy. I'm too big. I can't Karen out.
You got Larry is already scared of you.
I can't fuck around. I can't, they're like, so I can't kudlow him. And so the proprietor comes out and like, oh, we found these. And I said, just curious, is how much are these? $900 a frame. And then did you have to understand these are from Italy and there's limited. I was like, whoa, what about me?
Says Italy.
Italy on it, number one. And two, I'm thinking like $199. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I'm prepared.
To pick.
I got it, but I don't
not
buy things.
$1,000? Just almost to buy things. Jeez.
And one of them didn't even have glasses.
Yeah, they exactly.
Right? And they're I just did the thing on Fox where I said I looked like I was an inventor because my glasses were bent and everybody laughed. And Fathead's eyeglass company was like, yo, we're going to supply you with glasses, sunglasses, and everything. And I did the model picture with
sunglasses.
But
are those
on.
Prescription?
They are now. They got the hookup.
Okay.
But so I was going to go there anyway to ask for my prescription to send to him, right? Because I'm assuming it's like anything else. You don't go to a competitor. Like, you have to leave. If you go to another dentist, you don't go back to your original dentist, right? And if you leave your eye provider or doctor, you get a new, you get a new eye thing. So I knew this was going to be the end of the relationship, you know, and I was prepared to end it in a positive note, like thanking for the time. But then they fucked around and stuck me with basically a $2,000 bill for some small ass glasses.
Holy.
So now, you know, it's like, this is like you're trying to end it nice with your girlfriend and she tells you something about your body. Like, well, you know, if you were a little, you know, bigger, maybe we wouldn't have these. And you're like, whoa, what?
I was trying to just be friends
friendly,
at the end
but
of
now
this,
you
want to
go
no.
there. Okay, so let's go there. The only problem is that when you tell someone you're leaving them for somebody else, they have to sound better. They got to sound better. It's like, Devin, I'm leaving you for Melissa Milano and I'm out. Her career is back. You know, it has to be like a name where like, oh, yeah, I know who that is. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
I totally understand why you would leave because it makes more sense.
Yeah, right. But when your new place is called Fatheads and you might resemble that remark of Scotch, it's hard to say with any bout of dignity, like, that's it. You know what? I'm buying the one because you already put them, and I'm not buying the other one. And then did the, well, I'll just send these back then. I'm like, you do that. And by the way, I'm with Fatheads now. And as I said it, I was like, it just doesn't, it wasn't stinging.
I'm with Fatheads now.
Yeah. And I saw the lady at the table under her breath go, you've been with them. And I thought, oh, okay. Is that okay? All right.
So you watched the show.
No. She's calling me a fathead, Devin. See, that's the innocent sweetheart.
Oh, see, I didn't thought.
So like, I'm with fatheads. You've been a fathead.
Okay? Oh, no. So that's so mean.
Yeah, you know, it's like, oh, man. I'm so.
I thought, oh, God.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Like, there's no sting there. Like, I'm leaving you for a 600-pound TV finalist. Like, they're like. Okay. You know, it's like, it's not a winner. So it was, I didn't get the sting I wanted. So all I had to come back with is I walked away. I said, and I want my prescription. And they're like, here.
Yeah. That's why you came in, sir.
So like, yeah. No, my sheets.
Oh,
all right
like,
then.
You want your files to send,
off
to Fatheads.
I go.
Oh, that's mean.
And then they did would you like to sit down and see if they fit? No, I would not.
I already know they don't.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving. And I got in the car like, yeah, but I didn't feel. Yeah. If their name would have been like Rad Glad Glasses or like Kick-Ass Frames or something like that.
Kick-Ass Frames are
Kick-Ass
cool.
Frames. Like, I'm leaving you guys for Kick-Ass Frames.
Yeah. I'm going to Fatheads.
Yeah. It just doesn't.
Then they give like, yeah, you are.
Yeah,
you've been there your whole life.
Yep. Glad you see what we've known. Like, it was just. Really,
everywhere you go is Fathead.
Right. And I love Fatheads. They're so awesome. Like, the glasses are awesome, but like the sunglasses are like bomb, right?
Yeah.
And because aviators usually look like I had little contacts on that didn't fit my eyeballs. So now I got these big aviators. And I was like, cool. But then the president wore them. So now I don't want to wear them anymore. because he's Aviator Joe now. I was like Aviator Tyrus for like 48 hours. Thanks a lot. But
well, maybe you can reclaim. Maybe you can be the new Aviator guy.
I'd rather be the fathead guy, to be honest with you. But but that's the problem is like when you get sponsors, when you get trademark stuff, sometimes the name has to be a little. Now, listen, I love fatheads. I will say it again. I'm rocking a fathead. Just in the scope of winning an argument, they need to have a code name that I can use. We need to come up with a trademark name that sounds sexier when you're leaving.
What was it? Rad, glad, glasses. Yeah, rad, I like that.
Yeah,
I like
they're or rad. Kick a, they're kick rad. Ass I'm glad, and you're sad.
Like, sad glasses.
Like an 8-year-old diss.
Well, I'm going to sad glasses. Yeah, it's like my, I'm going to sad.
My daughter, you get what you get. Don't throw a fit. And I was like, I'm still not eating this salad. I don't care how you put it. But yeah, so there we go. Yeah, so I need like a cool, could I have made up a name? I think that would have been better. Like, I'm with Oakley now.
Oh, you could have like just pretended you were with, you know, some big brand. I mean, Fatheads is a big
But then you
got
to be careful because it'd be like, Oakley was bought out. They're a shell of what they used to be. They're not even the same thing anymore. They destroyed an entire company. Are you sure you're with them? So that's the problem. Like, I wasn't versed enough.
Yeah.
So I got to
Well, that's okay.
That.
Sometimes you don't, you let that person think they won that argument.
Okay, how would you win that argument?
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough.
Because I wanted to like to rub the fat heads in their face, but it's just not a... Fat is the one word that doesn't ever make anything better.
Well, I think they'll be
Even
upset.
Even when you change the spelling to P-H-A-T, women did not embrace that.
Yeah, no.
Like, man, you fat girl. She's like, what? P-H-A-T.
Well, because you can't
Pretty
tell.
Hot and tempting. That was
is
what
that
the,
what it's called? Is that
that's
what it's
what
for?
It, was, it died quickly. It didn't last long.
I actually never really, knew what that was for.
Yeah, I never really made it.
What was it?
Oh, yeah. Pretty hot and tempting.
Oh, I don't know.
Fat, but it didn't. It didn't.
With
because
pH.
It's still, no matter how you say it, it's still.
Well, because fat. If you say it, you don't know that you're using the pH right away.
I think anything you have to explain.
It. Yeah.
Anytime you have to explain a compliment.
Right. It's not a compliment. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Just say you're fit.
I don't like when people compliment you and they go, oh, Kat, you look so good today.
Today.
Opposed
like, what do you
Wednesday
mean? I don't, like, I'm pretty sure I look great
oh, when
every
Cam
day.
Cam says that to me, like, you look great today. I'm like, you fucking idiot.
You yeah. think
I don't look great today. You are constantly in awe of how you could possibly be so lucky as to live with the most beautiful woman you've ever seen in your life.
Every day you should be wondering how you scored a beautiful being like myself.
Tyrus, you were so well spoken on Gutfeld tonight. What?
Yeah, what do you mean? Every night. I bring fire every night. What
well
are you talking
spoken.
About?
You're smart. With a quest. Like, I didn't know you were so smart.
I know. Like, when people are surprised, wow, you said something so intellectual. Like,
yeah
I do that
talk.
A lot.
Like, okay.
I put a lot of effort into the way that I look and the things that I say. So.
Or if you make the mistake of asking someone if they've noticed anything about you. And being nonspecific.
Yeah.
I fall for that trap all the
so,
time because I
notice
panic.
Notice anything different about
and
me,
And I
guys?
Always panic. I always go, you changed your hair?
It's like I painted my nails.
Yeah. It's, and then I need to just, no, I need to just walk away. I need to just, I need to fake a heart attack or something because I never answer. Do you notice anything different about me?
I don't think anybody can answer that
the only
that
answer
correctly.
I want to say is, no, I was in my own world. What was I supposed to notice?
Well, you could just say you're on autopilot. Like, that's an excuse I use.
Autopilot?
Autopilot.
Would autopilot work?
Yeah, I was just, oh, sorry, I was on autopilot.
I don't think
any changes.
One.
But I don't think you could ever win that question.
No.
Did you notice anything different about me? Because what
You always just say, oh, you get a haircut, you know.
But the hair is such a mind for, like, us toxic males. Like, it's such a bad thing because if we should have noticed from jump if the hair was changed, which I kind of get because it's usually the first thing you see.
Right. It's your hair.
So if it's different, then you probably.
Especially if it's a drastic change. Like,
yeah.
Like, if I just got an inch cut off, I wouldn't expect anybody to notice that. But
right. Yeah. But
if I dyed my hair black, I would have pretty much, if I walked in and you guys didn't say anything, I'd be like, what?
It would have to be, yeah. It, yeah. I don't know. I never ask those questions. Do you know anything different about me? Like, opposed to yesterday or 8 minutes ago? No,
I'm not really
pretty
sure.
Pretty much the same. I don't know, Kat.
I have noticed, though, like you were saying, you've been losing weight. You look good. Getting ready for your NWA championship match.
Yeah, it's coming up, man. It's coming up. It's going to be a crazy weekend because Annie Fry. Oh, by the way, I've been saying her name wrong. Annie Fry. Mm-hmm. I've been saying her name wrong for 7 years. Because I say Frey.
She didn't tell you?
Oh, no. Her assistant mentioned it. Like,
Tyrus.
One thing real quick. It's Fry, like French fries.
Like, I just wanted to remind you.
I also say library instead of library. I just want to put that out there. It's a cultural thing. And I just, like, her assistant literally was just, oh, God, what do I do? What do I do? It's like, you know, fucked up now. Know anything different about me? Like, that's the only thing I should have asked after that. But, like, I do that, though. Like, and I hate when people correct the way people talk. Like, sometimes I'll say tooken, right? Okay, I get it. It's not the King's English. But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll hear, it's taken.
Though, if you do say my name wrong, depending on the situation.
How do you say Devon wrong?
Devon? Everyone calls me Devon.
Well, if you were from my neighborhood, it would be the right way to say it.
Anytime you see my name written down, they say Devon. And so if it's like a order, like if I order something and they say Devon, that's fine. Whatever. Yeah, I'll be Devon. Or if I'm not going to be interacting with that person for a long time, like sure, my name can be Devon for the time being. But if I am going to know you and you are like, oh, Devon, I'll be like, it's actually Devon. Yeah. Which is fine. It's totally fine.
Hey, Titus.
Yeah.
Tyrone. Tyrone is my all-time favorite because I stopped and was like, what?
Who are you talking to?
Tyrone, you're my favorite.
I love when people are like, you're my favorite person on TV. I love watching you on The Five. So.
No, it's funny too. I was talking to Tatiana one day and we were saying, sometimes when we get dropped off place, like at work and stuff, people say, oh, you work here? Oh, I've seen you on TV. I've seen you on TV before. And we were laughing because we're like,
been on TV.
No, you haven't.
You know what makes me laugh is every time you mention Tatiana said something, she goes right in defense mode. She hops up from the screen.
She thinks,
like,
I'm going to say something bad. What?
So one, she's just really insecure. Or two, when she leaves work, I got to work with this idiot. He thinks he knows everything. And I think I think she buries us because every time you mention her, she does the look up like, what do they know? What are they? Oh, we're cool. Everyone cool. They don't know nothing. They know nothing. That's strange to me. I never do that. Do you do that when you hear, like, well, Kat always says, and Kat's like, what do I always say?
Yeah. I do that sometimes if people are talking in the newsroom and they're Devon. Like, they say, oh, Devon, and I'll say, what did I say?
Who would call you Devon?
What are you quoting me? People call me that all the time.
Who are these people?
Just like random people.
How often do you talk to random people?
I don't
know. There's no random people in New Jersey. Did any random people see you fall at the subway
today?
Yes,
some random guy saw me fall.
So if you have a video of Devon falling, you stubbed your toe, right? There was an injury involved?
I thought I broke my toe, actually. But I fell.
Were you wearing
open-toed
shoes in the subway?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I know. No, sorry. I know it's kind of gross to not to be wearing like.
Why don't you just shove your foot in the toilet?
Yeah,
you might as well just shove your foot into a pile of shit.
Well,
I mean,
not today.
Is it just because you really like the shoes?
Yeah, I like my outfit.
She likes to have people see her toes.
Toes, yeah. Yes.
She's seeking the public validation of her toes from strange men on the street.
You're missing out on a market. You're missing out on a huge market.
Perfect.
I know.
The foot market is a huge market.
Right.
You know, Shaquille O'Neal, who has horrible feet.
Dr. Scholes, right? Doesn't he do that?
No, but he did a foot. Instagram or whatever.
He did?
Yeah, and he like made a ton of... People make a lot of money off that. Like,
yeah, I got to look into that maybe.
Because it's like you could use an anonymous name, Devon.
Yeah, it could be
you
like...
You could literally do Devon.
Devon's toes.
Devon's
look me up,
toes.
Guys.
Devon's toes.gov.
Yeah.
You know, she'd be at work like, look what I found on the internet. Look at this Devon character.
Like, she's like, who is this Devon?
I mean, this is the worst, but I got to be honest. These pictures are phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, look at that.
Beautiful
look at
feet.
The lighting on this one.
I mean, I'm not usually into feet, but those feet are just beautiful.
Yeah. But I mean, there is apparently a huge population that is, and I'm assuming they're all creepy guys.
Yeah,
it's always a creepy guy.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
I can't imagine anything else.
I just, There's some guy, like, he's going to get hit in a car accident, and his phone's going to be open, and it's just going to be...
It's not going to be good.
Nothing but feet pics.
Yeah, like, it's not going to be, like, the way, you know...
Yeah.
It's going to be a shock to his family.
You know how, like, someone's, like, into, like, oh, I like owls. I have owls. Yeah. It's not like... Nobody's like, I have owls all over my apartment. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, little figurines and trinkets.
Like, yeah, I love
frogs. Not... Nobody's like that with feet.
Yeah, and he wasn't an orthopedic surgeon. Because you couldn't put like a picture of your prized foot in your living room for like people like, what is that? Oh, that's my favorite foot.
Look I found this beautiful big toe that I have.
What if like the way children like they get into like I like dogs.
Yeah.
What if you had like a little kid that like wanted a foot themed fucking sixth birthday party? What would you do?
I think you probably have to give that kid a foot themed birthday party.
No,
foot themed sixth birthday party. Here we go, baby.
We're going to church. We got to get the demon out of you. The power of Christ compels you. How do you? Hi, yes. My name is Tyrone, and I have a.
I'd like to get a birthday cake. 11-year-old
who's into feet. Help me, please, Dr. Drew.
I'd like a birthday cake in the shape of a foot.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Happy
would,
birthday, Tyrone.
Because it starts somewhere, right?
I don't know. I am not sure. I'm gonna have. We'll have to get Catherine C. Timpf to dive deep on this topic.
Yeah, Catherine. Yeah.
You're gonna have to do some research for us.
This might be the one that brings you to the Brett Baer.
Yeah,
table.
Honestly, this might get you back into his good graces, so we don't know.
I'm going to throw a foot-themed birthday.
Do it for Cam without telling
When's
him.
When's Cam's birthday?
We just missed it. It was last Wednesday.
So we have a year to plan for.
We got a year to plan.
All right.
Cameron Frisch's foot fetish.
Your foot pics in and make it sound like it's a surprise party and invite other foot fetish people there. So where
it's going
to
be perfect.
Because he doesn't. I don't think he would have the skill set to get out of it, and he would just agree with everyone and try to get through the moment.
No.
And then sidebar Cat, like, was there a reason why there's all these feet people?
Did I miss something?
Like, yeah, I got your letter about the foot.
He must not be listening to the podcast, or else he'd know.
No, he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, if he stops you, then otherwise, this is day one of the foot.
Yeah, we got to prepare. I mean, obviously, foot cake.
Yes.
Right, foot cake, yeah.
How about we get somebody who jumps out of a cake, but instead of jumping
it's feet only.
I would say open toe shoe policy.
Poster boards of feet instead of like balloons and stuff or balloons in the shape of feet.
We could figure it out. I'm sure we can.
Yeah. And then
petting zoo, but it's feet.
Yeah. We'll hire two foot influencers from the gram. 2 foot influencers from the gram.
Yeah.
And
maybe like a surprise from devonstoes.org.
Yeah, which she already got an org for. Is it trademarked?
Or .gov, I'm sorry, .gov.
Yeah, it's a government agency.
Well,
it's
a
government.
Trademark that.
Yeah. Trademarked.
So what did we learn today besides that Devin's going to open a foot?
I was reminded again of Devin's extreme foot. Yes. She loves it.
I learned that Kat, never count Kat out.
No.
You know, she's got it up her sleeve.
Kick Brett Baer's ass.
Right, she's going to just...
Puppets. Whenever you use puppets, you go on fire.
Beware. What did you learn, Kat?
What did I learn? I learned that we're going to have a foot-themed birthday
party for Cam.
I'm really excited.
What better way for him to ring in 37?
Well, that's a perfect age for it. So. I think that's just
perfect.
Instead
of candles, toes, he gets 37 toes. Like, this is just growing.
I think we have it. Yeah, I got to write all of this down because this is genius.
Or just listen back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's forever.
And instead of cha-cha-cha, when the people go cha-cha-cha, but they go foot, 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 feet, feet, feet.
Twinkle toes.
Yeah. I think we got to do this. We got to do it.
Yep. And make it his idea.
Yeah. No, be like,
gone
no.
To all this trouble to get you all this
Cam,
foot pics
what are you
stuff.
Talking about? This is all you've talked about for
this
the
is
entire
be
year.
Paid for by News Corp, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, cool. Absolutely.
No, I'm going to expense it. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, because we got
1,000%.
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to invite all the execs so they have to, they have to come.
Because one person is going to go all in that we didn't ask to, and it's going to answer a lot of questions.
Yeah. And we're going to expose a lot of people.
I feel like it's either going to be Tom or Gene from the. There's going to be somebody that just sneaks out with like, oh, I brought some of my own etchings. Wait a minute, what do you mean etchings? I draw feet.
I've been waiting for a time to break this out.
This is my Mona Lisa, if you were to see her feet. So I think, this is going to be good. Whew, well,
for more podcasts like this one.
Just like this.
Exactly,
you can check
like
us
this.
At foxnewspodcast.com. I'm Tyrone. She's Catherine.
See Tim.
D-Von.
Yeah, that's me.
You know, in wrestling, D-Von, what? Get the table. That's 3D. That's great tag team. Anyway, all right, Devin, take us home.
Enough said.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.